One other aspect of children's diabetes that I have been privileged to be part of in the last 20 years is the International Society for Paediatric and Adolescent Diabetes. And as part of the sort of progress and change that has occurred over the last 20 years, we have published a set of standards and guidelines for the care of children with diabetes. And the one that I happen to be personally involved in very greatly in the year 2000 was the type 1 diabetes guidelines, which has been very heavily quoted in the medical journals and hopefully has helped to improve standards of care worldwide, particularly in some countries where the provisions of care are far less than we have here in the UK. Secondly, 10 years ago, a colleague of mine in Copenhagen set up an international study group whereby about 22 international collaborators have studied standards of care in children in our different centres and shown, again, huge variations in the glycemic outcome of children with diabetes throughout the world, and we're trying very hard to identify which areas of care are more helpful and successful in looking after children. One of the latest results, interestingly, is that those centres of care which make the targets of control very clear and understood by parents and children seem to be more successful. In other words, if, for instance, a centre says that we are all trying to achieve an HbA1c of 7% and make that a very clear statement of intent, those centres do seem to be more successful, whereas those of us, perhaps, in the UK, are a little bit more woolly about this and say, oh, well, if you get it down below 9% or 8%, you're doing quite well, don't do so well. And so I think we do have to look at standards of care worldwide, compare our results and try and improve in everything we do. Now, I suppose this is looking at diabetes in its much, much wider context. If one comes back to the home situation,